stop the run.
We have to be more more gap sound, I think, than what we're doing. Is a lot of people are trying to do too much, and you know, instead of playing the gap that they're responsible for, they're trying to play somebody else's gap, and we're getting gashed. And, you know, if you're not sound fundamentally, you know, you don't have no chance. And we haven't done a good job of that.
Big Shoes, a guy who's a kind of an emotional leader on that defense, especially with Sean out right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Williams, he's the general in our defense. And, I mean, I'm going to try to do the best impersonation I can and just try to step up and be just like him or even better. But while he's down out, I'll try to fill his role.
He's going to help us out on the sideline, in the meeting rooms. I mean, he always open to us, calling him if we have any questions. And, I mean, he's going to be in the film room with us, so he'll still be able to lead us and tell us what he feels that we should do up on this play or whatnot.
Anytime you have guys go down, it makes it difficult. You hate seeing it. You know, I feel bad for those guys because they put so much effort into getting themselves ready and they were playing well, but it's, you know, it's part of the deal. Part of this league is you're going to have to overcome injuries. You're going to have guys step up, and you know, roles are constantly changing. You've got to be able to adapt, and I think we've got the guys to be able to adapt to it. And I think it's a, you know, you have to have the mentality that you can't blink. You know, you can't think twice about it. You have to go out there and you have to trust the guys that are coming in. And I think Mike Tice is going to do a great job of having those guys prepared and ready to play.
Every week, you know, I came out with the same mentality that I'm going to start in position and be prepared that way. I mean, I think you have to go into the game set thinking you're going to do that, because if you don't, you know, you're just going to, you know, mess your mind up in a bad way. So I don't think my mentality is any different. I'm going to be watching just as much film as I did before, because I'm a film guy. I watch a lot of film.
Well, Pete, this is not strange territory for you. You had an excellent year, your rookie year as a guard. Now you step in at center for the second time. How do you feel different this time than last time?
I feel more prepared. I feel like the experience that I've gained playing multiple positions, the experience I've played in the NFC Championship, the maturity that I gained last year going through some difficult times, you know, really solidified some of our bonds on the O-line. So I'm feeling really confident going in that we're just going to go in and work hard.